Welcome to the Mousega Moms podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We're your hosts, moms turned travel agency owners, Jennifer.
Hi.
Juliana, that's me, and Lori.
Hi.
We are so excited for this one. Well, not Jen, but we love an espresso martini, and we're so excited to tell you the top five espresso martinis at Walt Disney World. But first, the Mousega cocktail.
For the record, I just don't like an espresso martini.
You don't like them. You're right. There wasn't anything mean. It was the truth.
It was the truth. But I'm excited about one of these. All right. Well, we know that the entire episode is a Mousega cocktail, but we have one espresso martini that isn't actually an espresso martini, but it's in the family of espresso martinis, and that is the cold brew black calf. This drink was originally only to be found in Disneyland in Galaxy's Edge, and it finally arrived in Disney World in 2022 at Cat Sokka's Kettle. This drink is Joffrey's cold brew topped with sweet cream cheese and chocolate puffs with Godiva chocolate liqueur. I found this delicious. I remember we talked about this once before and Juliana thought it was disgusting because of the sweet cream cheese on top, but it was divine.
And I tasted it and I did not find it divine.
I was going to say, you need to drink it though without, no, like, forget the fact that there's cream cheese. Just push it out of your head.
Gross.
Be done with it. It's not gross.
It's like, what's that drink in Starbucks with the cold cream?
With the cold brew.
It is nothing like that. It's nothing like
that.
Yes,
it is.
I disagree. It is like that.
Yes. It is a lovely drink. You can only get it in Hollywood Studios with liquor. You cannot get it with liquor in Disneyland due to not selling alcohol over there. But I think it's delicious, and it's still delicious with the chocolate liqueur.
Yum.
And that makes it better.
Yum. I think it's delicious as well. So poo-poo to you.
Exactly. All right. I found one drink that Jen likes and we're done now for the rest of the episode.
No.
Except I don't like it.
That's okay. We got two out of the three.
I see how it is. That's what we're shooting for with all of these. Just two or three.
Yes. It's exactly. We're never going to find where it's very rare where the three of us are like, that's my favorite altogether.
Oh, I think there's one.
I mean, it's not my favorite, but I do like it. Anyway, go ahead. Let's go. Round up.
All right. So top five espresso martinis. Number five, espresso martini at Space 220. I've had this one. It's good. It's delicious. It is more on the pricier side when it comes to espresso martinis. I think that's just Space 220. Because obviously you're drinking the espresso martini in space. So they must have that like surcharge space tax that goes on there. But it is made with Tito's vodka. What the heck is that?
Tuaca?
Oh, it's delicious. It's a splant. It's Mexican, I think, liqueur. It has like, it's really good with soda. It has like a, I don't know how to describe what it tastes. Let's see what the internet says.
The interwebs. You are the internet.
I was going to say, you know, when people are like, what's your party trick? Juliana's party trick is liquor.
It's a sweet golden brown blend of brandy, citrus essences, vanilla, and other secret spices. It's like a liqueur like any other that you use to sort of flavor other drinks. It's not something that you're going to drink straight. Like, I don't know, you're not going to drink elderflower liqueur on its own, that kind of thing.
Got it.
Again, this is your party trick, though.
And I guess so. This is my hidden talent that I know my liquors.
Yes. And Lori is the math.
Oh, and it's Italian. Now I'm embarrassed. They're going to take my card away.
Oh, now your card might be gone.
It doesn't sound Italian. It sounds Mexican.
It doesn't.
It's probably why I knew what it was more than anything.
You're right.
I mean, Tuaca has been in my family cabinets my whole life.
Good for you. Good save.
Oh, they're going to take that card away.
Good save.
All right. So is it Tuaca? It's such a weird name. Chilled espresso, house-made whipped cream float, and dark chocolate shavings. This one's on quite a few lists for espresso martinis. I had it a long time ago. I don't remember it being the bestest, but that's why it's at number five. I'll hold my opinions for that one until I taste it again.
Always a good idea.
Right? Number four, I have had repeatedly. The Boathouse at Disney Springs has an espresso martini. It is for vanilla coffee lovers, as it has Stoli vanilla vodka, Kahlua, Liquor 43, and espresso. Our liquor connoisseur here, what is Liquor 43?
We've talked about this before, but once again, I'm going to have to Google that one because it did not stick.
This one, you're going to be surprised. This one sounds good. I think my aversion to it's the good. Espresso martini isn't the actual espresso. It's the chocolate espresso martini. Because I think when I got really sick that time, it was on chocolate espresso martinis.
I was going to say, chocolate's a little different. This is floating on the chocolate because you're still getting the Kahlua.
Yeah, but Kahlua, I can vanilla. Do Kahlua. Kahlua's not so chocolatey. It's more like coffee.
Yeah, I need to know what Liquor 43 is.
It is a premium liqueur produced in Cartagena, Spain from a Spanish family recipe containing 43 ingredients. It's known for citrus vanilla with underlying notes of spice, commonly used in cocktails such as the Espresso 43 and mini beer shot. Pairs well with coconut flavors.
Coconut?
Oh, they should put some coconut in here.
No.
Yep. All right. My only problem with this one is it was fine. It has more vanilla in it. I'm not a huge vanilla fan.
I think I could do this one because it's not heavy on the chocolate.
Yeah. I've had it. It's very good. I've had it for breakfast. It's a very good espresso martini.
You've had it for breakfast, like just a martini?
Yeah.
Like I'll take a martini?
Yeah.
Anything to eat, ma'am? No.
I'll take a martini to go, please. No. Actually, their rolls are really good. I could make a breakfast out of their rolls with the espresso martini.
You dunk it? Like you dunk your bagel into the coffee?
I think I would like this without the Kahlua.
Oh, see, I like a Kahlua.
Of course you would.
I only like Kahlua in a white Russian. I don't like it in coffee. Is that weird?
Yes.
Yeah, but what else is in the white Russian?
Milk.
So like vanilla?
And vodka.
So like this drink.
Vodka.
That's it.
Like vanilla vodka?
You could put vanilla vodka in a white Russian.
But that is this drink.
I know, but that's what's in the drink.
Vanilla vodka, Kahlua, and espresso. And this.
Well, it has espresso. A white Russian doesn't have coffee in it. It just has Kahlua, milk, and vodka.
Okay, so maybe you should add coffee to your white Russian.
If I did, it would only be like a tiny bit for flavor. I've been known to do that. But I don't like a majority coffee drink with Kahlua in it. I don't like how that tastes.
You know what's really cool about ordering a drink? It's made to order. And you could specify heavy on the vodka, not heavy on the espresso.
I hear bartenders love that.
Yeah, they do.
When you tell them how to make the drink.
To be fair, Juliana, I've seen you do this quite a few times.
Yes. Oh, I do it too. Didn't I make up my own drink?
I just always say light on the simple syrup. That's the farthest I'll go when making a special request for a drink. Can we just go light on the simple syrup?
I've heard you question ingredients and be like, oh, that's good in there? You think it's good in there?
Yeah, but if I don't like it, I won't order it. I don't tell them to change it.
That's true. But to be fair, I wonder if you could ask for this one specifically without the Kahlua.
Or maybe just order a white Russian with a splash of espresso.
With espresso.
And Liquor 43, which we learned has vanilla flavor and citrus.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds quite nice.
I do like vanilla and citrus. I think it's a good combo. I think vanilla or citrus and chocolate is a great combo, but I don't do chocolate.
And coffee.
Liquor.
All these flavors together, coffee, vanilla, chocolate, and citrus go beautifully together.
I think we should have a Mouska cocktail cookbook. What are your thoughts about that,
we
Mouska
should.
Listener?
Listener. We have chatted about that.
Would be phenomenal.
It would be a good one.
But we would be alcoholics because, you know, you have to believe in your product.
Well...
Anywho, what's number three? This one I love. This one I think is going to be the winner for all three of us, that rare unicorn.
I know.
I feel like this one needs to be number two, and Lori knows it.
This is where I said Juliana's going to be pissed at me when she sees this list, because I put this at number three.
Yeah, only because I don't think I've ever had number two. Let's move forward.
All right, number three, Wine Bar George at Disney Springs. They do a unique take on the espresso martini, which is why I couldn't put it at number one or two, because it's a little different.
She's not wrong.
It is espresso with pisco, which is like a South American liqueur. It's a Peruvian grape-infused liqueur. And then they mix it with, at Wine Bar George, they use Café Borghetti espresso liqueur, which Café Borghetti, if you don't know, is the best-selling coffee liqueur in Italy.
You got your card back.
It's really strong. It tastes like supercharged coffee. It doesn't taste like alcohol. So, yeah, so that's why they call this the wake-up call. And it is.
And we each had several of them. Like this is, I was saying before, this is the unicorn. This is the one that all three of us, hands down, agree. This is a great drink.
Well, there's no vodka in it, right? It's just this. Delicious.
These it's two, good.
Like it's, oh God, it's so good. So there's pisco infused in the espresso. So that's, so it's, oh my goodness. It's so yummy. It's so yummy.
I would say this is one that is a true, like it's espresso and a martini. This
that's
is
why
not
I like it.
Anything
See,
else added
that,
into
we,
it.
We discovered the mystery of the aversion.
I will say I'm not a massive fan of their best-selling coffee liqueur in all of Italy.
They like it bitter in Italy.
But
that's why I like it. It's bitter like my soul.
Yeah, that's my problem with it, is it is super bitter. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong here. I still drank two back to back.
And one to go, right? Or was that just Juliana that had one to go?
That was Juliana.
And you got one to go, Jen.
Jen got one to go.
There is no proof.
Was that just Juliana?
I was going to say, Mouseketip, you can ask for these drinks to go because you're at Disney Springs and you can walk around with it.
That is a good tip.
But yeah, it's very bitter. It is very strong with the coffee. And that's where they kind of, it's a good one. It's just not my favorite one ever.
Okay.
And I made the list.
And I made the list, so I'm right.
So I win. But this is an example of, if you just listened to our Disney Springs 101 episode, that Wine Bar George is a fantastic restaurant in general, but specifically for brunch.
It was so good.
And this is an awesome one to go to. And we were talking about getting the husbands or significant others to drink before going shopping. This is a great drink to do that with and have them go with to go with
yeah.
before you shop.
Surprise, honey. I got one for you to go, too.
There you go. Enjoy.
And like, it's great because I think part of what makes this drink so great is that I really love the brunch at Wine Bar George, too. So you can sit there and be like, oh, honey, let's go have this really fancy brunch. It's not really that fancy, but it's nice. And then we can go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Strategy.
Magic. Genius.
It is.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mousecha Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
All right. Number two is our favorite cocktail place, the Enchanted Rose at the Grand Floridian. This one is more chocolate flavored. That's, again, I wrote the list. It is Joffrey's Espresso, Stoli Vanilla Vodka,
Creme de cacao.
Thank you. And sweet chocolate liqueur. So this one is delightful. This is a after dinner drink where you don't want that much espresso in your drink because you don't want to stay up all night. But it does. It's fantastic. It's a lovely, lovely 4 or 5 o'clock p.m. drink or at night. Jen is making such an awful face that I almost wish we did video at this point. You tasted it when I've ordered it and you did not like it.
No, I think it's the chocolate.
Yeah, you did not like it. Juliana didn't mind it. It's just not as espresso-y, but it is a lovely cocktail.
But I do love Enchanted Rose, so.
Yeah. That's the Enchanted Rose does have some fantastic drinks. But again, if you want a 2-for-1 and you need your espresso and you need some liquor, it's a fantastic.
This drink. Is also a 2-for-1 if you go to like, I don't know, if you go to dinner at what's the place we like at Grand Floridian?
Citricos.
And you don't get dessert, but you still have that sweet tooth. I guess this is for you, two for one.
Or if you're going to dinner and you're just so tired from your park day that you need something to stay awake to interact with people, this is a good pick-me-up.
I like that it's made with Joffrey's.
Yeah, and I enjoy dessert before dinner. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'll give you that. I won't drink it.
Well, that's the beauty of that rest of that bar is that they've got, you know, the espresso martini, but they also have a lot of other different variety of drinks to choose from. So everyone's happy. Yep.
No, it is. All right. And number one might seem like a super weird choice, but we figured this one out. And this one was not found on any list either, which is Old Key West Gurgling Suitcase, which is their very tiny, tiny bar that is located off of their, little dock area, pool area there?
I think you can walk right into Olivia's from the back door there.
Yeah, it's right outside Olivia's. They have a cold brew martini. Now, I believe we made some adjustments to this. This is where Julian is like, I don't tell bartenders what to do. But I'm pretty sure that you made some adjustments.
No way.
There's no way you drank it with rum. Way.
I know. No, that was the crazy thing.
I think you're
right. That it was so delicious.
I think you're right. Okay. I think you made Lori order it first because the rum turned you off and you loved it so much you ordered several more. throughout our entire stay, not just that day. You're like, oh, we're going to Disney Springs. I'm going to need a cold brew martini.
Well, it's right there by the boat ramp.
I will say this martini was fantastic and it's different in the fact that it doesn't have vodka in it. But it is Sylvia Ray chocolate rum, Tina Maria liqueur. I need Google.
Tina Maria is also, I think, a coffee liqueur. Jen, did you try this one?
I don't think I even tried it because the rum and the chocolate, double whammy for me right there.
And
it was so good.
It was so good. And the cold brew, it was delicious. It was delicious.
Yeah, you guys talked about this the entire, you know how you make fun of me for always talking about JoJo Siwa in the bathroom? This is your JoJo Siwa.
I'm not even joking. Like this cocktail, is one of the reasons that I like Old Key West.
It is the only reason I like Key West.
I like Old Key West. That whole little area is really cute. It looks nothing like Key West, as you both now know. But
true.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's one of the ones that didn't totally miss the mark in theming, but that's okay. There's only so Key West you can go at Disney anyway.
That's true. That is true. But no, this drink was, it's the to-go factor. You can ask for a to-go cup and walk on the boat that will then take you to Disney Springs. Because it is a very tiny bar. I mean, you and I sat there.
We sat there for a while. I think it has four seats and we took two of them for like hours waiting for you to show up.
We did. And if you're ready for the worst combo ever, cold brew martini, which I had with fried pickles.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yes, but those fried pickles were delicious.
That is.
It was
foul.
I sure did order those two together and they were delicious.
Separately. They were delicious separately.
Together. I was good with it together.
Separately together.
I was good with it. I was good with it. But yeah, this is different ingredients, shocking ingredients that still came out with a absolutely delicious drink. All right. That's our top five espresso martinis. Do we have a mousketip?
Do we have a mousketip? I guess so. Don't we always? Isn't that our job?
Yes.
All right. Our tip is instead of drinking these in the morning, drink in the afternoon and get a 2-for-1 caffeine in your afternoon to give you a little boost of energy and a little something to take the edge off for the rest of your day.
This is literally what saves me with children. I'm not.
This is literally the best advice we could ever give. See, we are a parenting podcast.
Adulting in Disney can be really hard.
I'm not joking.
Look, especially on a Magic Kingdom day, right?
Yes.
Like, you leave Magic Kingdom by 4 o'clock because you really need a beverage. Go to Disney Springs, get a little pick-me-up or wherever you want to go. Go to Grand Floridian, get your caffeine fix and a little drink. And then you're ready. You could even go back into that park for the rest of the day.
I'm telling you.
You face the rest of your day. Oh, God.
I get to a point with the kids where Eric looks at me and he's like, you need an espresso martini. I'm like, I sure do right now.
I sure do, Eric.
I sure do. Let's go.
Intravenously.
Well, I'm looking at Starbucks and all of their coffee drinks. And I'm like, oh, it's just a coffee drink. And then I look at the liquor and I'm like, you're going to make me tired.
You need a BYOB for your Starbucks. Although, no, you don't, because we just gave you five great options.
I'm telling you, this is the people ask how I go from sunup to sundown with three boys. That's how.
You heard it here, folks.
That's it. That's the secret.
Well, Maska friends, there you have it. All of our secrets, including the top five espresso martinis at Walt Disney World. Are you a fan of espresso martinis? Drop us a note. Check out our Facebook group, Maska Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Think about a Disney vacation? Contact us at Kingdom and Cruise Travel for our help. Be sure to follow our shows so that you receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well. It really helps us out.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
Yeah.